This is Matt Wells at UN News. It's time that humankind realises that nature doesn't exist for us, the head of the UN Environment Programme's office in New York has said, just ahead of World Wildlife Day. Assistant Secretary General Satya Tripathi described 2020 as a super year for nature, warning that we are currently standing on the precipice of complete annihilation. He said there's seldom been a year when so many critical meetings are taking place which could help avert the devastation of the natural world. Mr. Tripathi began by telling Liz Scafidi about the new documentary, Wild Karnataka, which shines a light on the rich biodiversity of that Indian state.
I've seen the film. It's amazing, the kind of footage they have managed to gather through different technology, including drone photography and others. It's narrated by the legendary David Attenborough. And what I was very excited about was that it released as a mainstream movie in the theaters to full houses, which gives you hope that people still have a lot of interest in wildlife. And given the right motivation, they would protect it.
Can you tell us how the film underscores the importance of protecting the environment?
To start, it presents the mega diversity of other life forms on Earth and how humans relate to it. And also, it does it in a very endearing way that you really feel for them and that you feel one with nature. And I think that's very important because humans somehow have come to believe, and very wrongly I would say, that everything exists for us. Nature exists for us, the planet exists for us, which is so wrong. Nothing could be farther from the truth. So that is why movies like Wild Karnataka really bring home the truth that we are just one of the 7.8 million magnificent species that inhabit the planet and that we ought to live in harmony with nature.
How does the film link to land loss and degradation?
Well, I think the land loss and degradation story is also the story of the loss of species that we are confronting. A million species are about to go extinct thanks to human behavior, and much of it can be ascribed to land use and land use change. And so as agriculture and advances, you know, the forest frontier recedes, and the forest frontier is home to the wildlife species of the planet. They don't live in urban spaces, because urban spaces are primarily created for humans. You might have an occasional bird or a bee here and there, but that's certainly not their habitat. So as we advance and our greed makes us take over more and more territory on Earth, the species are rapidly going extinct because we're just taking over their habitat. And then that's something that really needs to stop. This is the super year for nature. We have the IUCN World Conservation Congress in a few weeks. Then we have the Nature Summit that the President of the UN General Assembly is hosting in September in New York, which will then be followed by the Biodiversity Convention Conference of Parties in Kunming that China is hosting this year. And then, of course, in between, we have the World Ocean Summit, which is happening in Lisbon in Portugal. So when you look at all these things, there has seldom been a year where you would see so many critical gathering of policymakers from around the world, civil society actors, private sector, and what have you. So I think this is the super year for nature. So I think if all these can be major milestones in our commitment to conserving nature and doing what is right for the planet, not just for us, because that's what has brought us to the precipice of complete annihilation. And that's why we really need to change course. And there couldn't be a better year than this.
How would you say the Sustainable Development Goals tie into World Wildlife Day?
I think we need to understand the web of life that sustains all life on Earth. And it's basically the story of the harmony in which humans and all wildlife exist together. And that is why it is so important that we understand the importance of wildlife to our own existence, even if we are very selfish, even if we don't see anything else as being of importance, but just ourselves as being of importance, even then we should actually recognize what wildlife does for us. I mean, you take the example of bees. Bees have never sent an invoice to anybody. They pollinate every fruit that comes out on the planet. And when their colonies collapse, we spend millions of dollars packing them into boxes and putting them in trucks. And if you take the case of the United States alone, people are carrying beehives across the length and breadth of the United States just to get their pollination done. And so it is time we realized that nature doesn't exist for us. We would perish as a species and nature would go on. It'll heal itself. It has existed for millions and millions of years without us. So even if we are very selfish, we really need to understand the criticality of nature to our own existence.
And what can an average person do to support this?
Being mindful of the natural resources we use. Just to give you a little data, which I consider is significant, at this point of time, the per capita use of materials by humans is roughly 32,000 pounds per year, one human being. That's how much resources we are using. It is not sustainable, and it cannot go on like this. And by simply being mindful, being considerate, and being respectful of nature, we can actually turn this around. There's a lot of things that we do can be easily avoided. Take the case of food. 40% of the food that we grow is wasted. And we keep talking about how are we going to feed 10 billion people by 2050. That's what I call false binaries. You ask the wrong question. The right question to ask is, how do we conserve nature? How do we improve the factor of productivity in the same land so that we can actually grow more healthy food and you can sustain as many species as you want?
What would your message be for World Wildlife Day?
I think the biggest message would be for humility, for us to understand that we are one of the 7.8 million species that inhabit the planet. And we need to respect the right of other species to coexist alongside humans. Because even if we are selfish, that's in our interest. Because that's what sustains the web of life.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think this is time to act. We've been talking for too long, for decades now. And we have reached a very critical point in the history of our planet. And how humans behave in 2020 and in the next few years will determine certainly our fate and also the fate of the other species and the planet as well.